You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
Okay, all your local yokels are off tonight. Nobody playing. Tigers in San Diego after the split with the Dodgers. They start the weekend series with the Padres at Petco tomorrow night, downtown San Diego. Rick Porcello and Andy Cashner. Playoff-bound Red Wings. Yes, I said it. It sounds pretty good for you people. Playoff-bound Wings are their final regular season home game tomorrow against the Hurricanes. Pistons will be at Chicago tomorrow because the agony continues for another few days. Local scores first on Sportsnet with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Masters Golf, round one in the books at Augusta, obviously at 9:10 p.m. So Billy Haas shoots a 4-under par 68 as a one-shot lead on three others. Louis Oosthuizen, Bubba Watson, and Adam Scott, the defending champion. There are six at minus two, including Kevin Stadler. Fred Couples is minus one with Rory McIlroy. Couples is 54 years old, pulls this stunt a lot at Augusta. First or second round lead. Phil Mickelson, not a good day. 4-over par 76. That's just a couple shots ahead of Tom Watson with 63, shoots a 78. Ben Crenshaw, we had his caddy on Carl Jackson last night. And Ben, I guess, wasn't ready. Carl didn't want to play. He didn't want to play through. 11-over par 83. Second round tomorrow with Haas, Billy Haas, the son of Jay Haas, in the lead. NBA tonight, Dallas leads San Antonio, now 38-37 second. Denver and Golden State, 10:30 coming up in about an hour and 20. NHL Thursday, Sabres Rangers tied at 1 in the third. Caps lead the Hurricanes now 5-1 in the third. Islanders over the Canadiens in Montreal, 1-0 second. Devils Senators 1-1 in Ottawa in the third. Lightning over the Flyers 1-0 second. Here's big news out of Toronto with the Leafs and Panthers playing and tied at 1 in the second. Brendan Shanahan. Shanny, your former Red Wing, is about to be announced as the new Toronto Maple Leafs president. To leave the league's front office as the enforcing guy to become the president of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And if I know my Shanny, that's a dream come true to actually run a team like that for him. So that's a big deal in Toronto. He'll give that a shot like the other millions that couldn't get it done since the 60s. Coyotes and Predators tied at nothing in the second. Minnesota over St. Louis, 1-0 second. Bruins holding on to that 1-0 lead over the Jets in the second. College hockey Frozen Four. Semifinals in Philadelphia. Union College pulls the upset of Boston College, so Union goes to its first ever NCAA hockey championship game on Saturday night. They'll play the winner of Minnesota-North Dakota. Game is underway in Philadelphia. No score, first period. Baseball Thursday, American League. A's sweep the series in Minnesota 6-1 today. Yankees now lead the Red Sox 4-0 in New York in the seventh. Houston over Toronto 5-1 seventh. Cleveland over the White Sox 3-2 third. National League, Pedro Alvarez homer in a 5-run seventh gives the Pirates 5-4 win over the Cubs at Wrigley. Washington wins in over Miami 7-1. Steven Strasburg, his first win of the season. Brewers now lead the Phillies in Philadelphia 6-2 7th. Mets and Atlanta tied at 4 in the 5th. Justin Upton has two homers tonight for the Braves. Arizona, San Francisco starts in an hour. NASCAR's in Darlington, South Carolina. Qualifying is tomorrow evening. Race is Sunday night. And the weigh-in for the Pacquiao-Bradley rematch for Bradley's WBO welterweight belt will be Friday evening just past 6 in Las Vegas. Fight is Saturday night at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. That is your sports wrap. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of doings. Lots of big doings. You know, just to comment. And oh, by the way, it's a TV theme song Thursday.
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing.
What is this? I don't know this one.
Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers.
Is that the Tom Hanks' show?
That was Bosom Buddy.
Was that Bosom? I don't know. I don't ever watch that show.
That Bosom.
Perfect Strangers starred who?
Who?
I don't know that show
who?
At all. What was channel it? Was that on? What was that?
That the one that was with Yakov.
It's part of TGI Fridays with Bronson Pinchot and Mark Lynn Baker.
Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, Melky Bartokomis.
Yeah. I do remember it. I do remember it.
Was Yakov Smirnov in that?
He wasn't on that show.
What was he in?
I don't know. All right, it is a TV theme song Thursday. Mark, you got me keep wanting to say Sportsecution.
I know.
248-848-1130. is the phone number. And if you have a suggestion, you could also call in and we'll take a couple of those.
You know, while you're doing that, can I play this? I got to play it because I want to do a shout out. Can I play one right now? You got my thing up there, Gary? You got my thing up? This is going to be we're going to break new ground here. Watch this. Check this out. This is pretty good. Brand new ground. That's actually a show that's currently on the air, and it's called Mike and Molly on CBS.
Is that with the two fat people? I mean, the two heavyset people?
Yes, and one of them I want to give a shout-out to.
I'm sorry.
Yes, that would be.
But that's what the show's built on.
That's
is like
built
they're too,
on
that they're too
Melissa
heavy set,
McCarthy,
right? They're the two heavy set people.
And
I'm
he's
sorry.
Watching the show right now.
Is he really?
Say hello to Billy Gardell.
No, he's not. I apologize if that's true.
Billy Gardell.
Is he watching?
That was the plan, so we could do a little shout out.
He's
on
not watching anymore.
No, he's fine. Billy Gardell.
But wasn't it the show? It's kind of like it's unusual because they got a lot of criticism for that show.
That's the point of the show, and Billy knows it, and Melissa
okay,
McCarthy
all right.
knows
that
it.
That was a big thing.
And
I remember that.
They win awards and make a lot of money, so you will not be offending anybody.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
But Billy Gardell is one of the aces of comedy at the Mirage in Las Vegas with Jay Leno, Ray Romano, Kevin James. Who's the guy with the cigar? Ron White?
I met Kevin James. He did First Take once. You know,
well,
he's a big
Kevin
sports
James
fan.
King of Queens.
Yeah.
He did First Take, didn't he?
He did First Take.
I think I saw that one.
And it was me, Skip, and Kevin James up there talking, and he was a good guy.
So shout out to the legend that is Billy Gardell, who is the Mike from Mike and Molly, and a Chicago police officer on the show. But that's actually, I think, the first time we've had a current show on the TV theme song Thursday. So
that's very good. Yeah, there's not a lot of shows with theme songs now.
No, and they have, and you know what? They have the opening theme, they have a little thing at the end, but that's one of the few that actually has words to its thing. I see love. And the show does very well on CBS. It's part of the Monday block with two broke girls, Mike and Molly, and then its mom with Anna Faris and Allison Janney. So there you go. A little shout out to Billy Gardell and Melissa McCarthy.
And I apologize for saying
no,
that.
No, you're fine.
No, I shouldn't have said
she
that.
She only won an Emmy. I mean, she won an Emmy Award.
No, but I shouldn't have said that.
Billy, you should win an Emmy Award, too.
Very nice.
I'm saying it right now. I'm putting it out there. And get yourself in a movie and win an Oscar.
That's pretty amazing, Mark. You got clout like that.
I tell you, what do you want to tell you? Well, yeah, you're big time now. You know, big time show, big time thing on DFN here. That's why we do shout outs. We want our people to see us. That's the whole point of the program, isn't it? Sometimes
it sure is.
All right, what do we got? What are we looking at?
All right, 248-848-1130 is the number. And you know, we were talking about Sue. We were talking about this new football league. A couple things.
Well, I'd like
we
to.
We want to finish
know,
up on that, and then we can move on.
The new football league thing. Let me just. All right, I get what Quentin Hines said about having like a labor of love kind of thing in your life, and that's why I asked him. I said, you've been thinking about this for a long time. You burn the midnight oil. You're writing down, hey, if we pay each guy.
There's only been one league that was really successful.
USFL.
Yes. I mean, they lost that court case, and Mark, they won the court case. They only got awarded $1.
$1.
But they won the court case against the NFL.
They only lasted two years.
Yeah, but Mark,
there
were a lot of great players in that league. That was a fun league to watch. That was not.
People here remember the Michigan Panthers.
They won a championship.
They won the championship with Bobby Hebert and Anthony Carter. Jim Stanley was the head coach.
That's the closest Detroit's ever going to come to a football championship.
Well, you know what the sad part about that is? We made that joke 30 years ago.
Right.
That joke at the Silverdome when the Panthers won the title was the Oakland Invaders or someone they beat.
Mark,
was
I went
a
to,
joke that we used 30 years
I
ago.
I went to one USFL game. I want you to notice. First of all, I've never been to a New York Football Giants game as a fan. I'm talking about as a fan when I was a kid. Growing up, I was a Jets fan, Queens, whole 9 yards. But, Mark, I went to one New Jersey Generals game. I sat in the last row. It was sold out. The last row at Giants Stadium,
out.
It was sold out. So that league used to draw
people.
They
spent millions. They had money, right?
Donald
Trump
Donald
involved,
Trump owned the New Jersey Generals.
I mean, Herschel Walker, Reggie White started in that league. Jim Kelly. Jim Kelly left the University of Miami.
Do you know who the first player was? And I bet you could Google it, I think. First big-time NFL player to leave
Larry
for.
Larry Zonka? No,
nope,
he was known.
To leave for the USFL.
Who?
I want to say it was Chris Collinsworth. He was making no money in Cincinnati. Can you find that out?
I can Google him.
I think Chris Collinsworth was the first big name who wound up leaving. He was making no money in Cincinnati. They offered him money. Remember, the NFL back then, Mark, they weren't paying anybody. But I almost remember he was in the first group of guys who left the NFL.
Professional career, Cincinnati Bengals, second round, 81 draft. In 1985, so it would have been no. He signed with the Tampa Bay Bandits. So he left after there already was a USFL.
Oh, I always remember him leaving. I thought he was like one of the first
guys.
All right.
Signed with the Bandits. He returned to the – actually, contract was voided. He failed the physical due to a bad ankle, never even played. He returned to the Bengals and played till 88. So I guess he never played a down in the USFL. Contract was voided because of his physical. But you were right that he signed.
I did remember. I know
he signed with Tampa Bay. He left the Bengals to do that. I mean, here's a guy who was a Super Bowl, you know, wide receiver, caught four passes at least in the Super Bowl and Super Bowl 16 here at the Silverdome, where the Michigan Panthers were very successful. Thank you very much. That's the one thing people forget, though, is who was the coach of the Champagne and Wine Michigan Panthers, and it was Jim Stanley. Ray Bentley played. Ray Bentley's on TV all the time now. He does color analysts all over the place. Ray Bentley was, the starting center for Bobby Hebert on that Michigan Panthers team. 248-848-1130. More Sports Night with Parker DeMann. More TV themes. I mean, does the fun get any better than this?
No, it does not.
Seriously, people, does it get any better than this? And you can watch us web-streamed, ParkerTheMann.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, and don't forget that iHeartRadio app. And don't forget Matt Shepard in the chair, 7 to 10 a.m. We're on 7 to 10 p.m. Matt Shepard, 7 to 10 a.m. right here on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit?
You mean like Gary or EP or something like that?
One of them cats. Or maybe a minion. Has it prevented you from getting the auto or minion home loan you're looking for, people? If so, Rob Parker, contact the good peeps at United Credit.
And Mark, you know why? Because they're a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees and even higher auto insurance rates.
With over 10 years experience, more than a decade, they've got an A-plus rating with the BBB, that's your Better Business Bureau, and have achieved results for thousands. That's thousands of satisfied clients.
So let them help you restore your score.
I love that, man.
That's a great line,
restore
right?
Restore the score.
That's right. Get the credit you deserve. Pick up the phone and call 877-274-7654.
That's 877-274-7654, United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get United credited.
Behind on my TV.
MacGyver.
Oh, it's MacGyver.
MacGyver.
Tonight on MacGyver. ABC. I'm Ernie Anderson.
What was that guy's name?
Ernie Anderson. He was the voice of all that ABC stuff. Tonight on Hooker. TJ Hooker. Then on MacGyver. You know, if Gutowski is listening, he does a great, you know, he does a Tim Stout. He does pretty good impressions.
You gotta have Guts on here one of these days. Just come in and hang out with us.
And I'm gonna do the one he does all the time, because this is one everybody knows who's watched television and is over the age of 30 even. Ready? Tonight, Bond is back. This time, he's got everybody fooled. Roger Moore is James Bond in Octopussy.
Very nice.
He does the greatest. That's how Ernie Anderson used to do those James Bond movie promotions.
Do you remember when Richard Pryor had his show on NBC? He only had like four episodes.
Vaguely.
I always remember he did a Star Wars skit, opening skit, and there's all these creatures and stuff, you know, looking weird or whatever at the bar or whatever, and he's the bartender or something, and some guy comes in with tentacles and everything. And
I've seen that.
You know why? Because NBC got afraid of him, because the first thing out of his mouth was he told the guy who was looking like that. He goes, "Hey, bud, go in the back and get yourself some octopussy." And then that was
because it's a real word. And it's
NBC was like,
"Oh, can't say that."
They were like afraid. So
it's the name of a movie.
Richard Pryor. Another. I'll give you one more TV fact about Richard Pryor. The first black writer on a sitcom was Richard Pryor. Guess what show? First black writer for a sitcom.
Was it a African-American show?
Of course it was.
Good Times?
No, he was. No.
Sanford and Son.
And who made the theme music?
I don't know.
Quincy Jones. Mark, go look at the
famous
credits.
That's famous.
Go look at the credits. It says Richard Pryor and Quincy Jones.
I don't remember
did the
Pryor part, but
yeah.
Quincy Jones I now remember. Yes.
Absolutely. All right. 248-848-1130.
I have one more Ernie Anderson thing. I think I've said this before on another station with you, but when I was in Miami, Ernie Anderson did all the ABC News promos, too. So you got, if you were part of the ABC family, you got your name said by the great Ernie Anderson.
So he said your name?
No, I didn't work for them.
You worked for
them. I used to be jealous, and you know a couple of these names, and you know I'm going to mention.
Ambition.
Yes, he came on, and this is how the open went for tonight from Channel 10 Eyewitness News. It's Ann Bishop, Mike Schneider, Sports with Chuck Dowdle, and The Weather with Dunno. I used to love that.
And now,
Eyewitness News. I said, how come we can't get that guy to do our thing?
No, I hear you. There's something about those.
Dunno.
About those opens and those guys' voices.
But it was Mike Schneider, you know. He was in New York for years.
Oh, yeah.
And Ann Bishop, you know, has passed away. But you used to, why do you remember Ann Bishop so well?
Because, Mark, she might have been the most hyenas woman I've ever seen on local news.
She was not an attractive woman by anybody's imagination.
Am I right, Mark?
No,
am I being mean?
Absolutely. And wonderful woman.
She was huge. They loved her down there.
Ann Bishop and Ralph Renick were the two gods. Ralph worked with me. Ann was a Channel 10.
Am I right, Mark?
Absolutely. And you could not stand to look at her.
She was not attractive.
I say that because she's passed, but she was as nice a woman as it gets.
Oh, I believe
she better be.
She better be looking like that.
She better be. All right, we got a sports rep coming up.
That's definitely a two-bagger. Right
bag over your head, gets the bag over her head, break. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
What's so good?